We continue our learning the Mishnah Stavi Ben Menachem Mishnah Nechem Yaakov and Pirchos Aleihu. We're in Gittin Paragimel Mishnah Beis. We have already mentioned that the Toreif, of course, is the primary part of the Shtar, which is the date, which are the names. If we're talking about a halva, let's say, so the obviously the amount of money that's lent is part of the Toreif. The Tofes is the standard text of a particular Shtar, and we mentioned before that any get that's not written l'shem gerushin and for the sake of the megaresh, the man, this particular woman is not, and it's not written l'shma, so then it's not going to be a kosher get. So our mission is dealing with a case where you have a sofer who wants to have the standard text written so that things get very busy. A lot of people are interested in getting divorced, or let's say people want to borrow money. He wants to have the standard text written. What can he write in advance, and what does he have to leave blank? Says the Mishnah, Kosev Tufstei Gittin, a person or sofer who's writing the standard text of the get, so that they will be ready for him, ready for use. Tzarech Sheyaniach Mekom HaIsh U'Mekom HaIsha U'Mekom HaZman. He has to leave what we call the Toreif. He has to leave a place for a line, open a blank, for the name of the man, the name of the woman, and the date, the time of the Zman of Ksivas HaGet. The Gemara says that the Mishnah is in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, that Eidim Mesira Karsi, and when it says V'Kasavla, Kasavla, unlike Rabbi Meir, who says it's going on the signatures, V'Kasavla is going on the writing of the get itself. So if that's true, so if you leave out the Toreif, so then the Tofes doesn't need to be written Lishma, and the Toreif is written Lishma. You leave that blank, and that's going to be written Lishma. Of course, according to Rabbi Meir, he would not be the author of the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir would not say you have to leave the place of the Ish or Isha Malkom Azman, because according to him, all you need are the signatures to be signed Lishma. The get can be written Shalol Lishma, so you don't have to leave anything blank. You could technically write a whole get in advance with the name, guess on the names, let's say, and the sofer can have that get sitting there with names and a date and whatever it may be, right in advance. So the Gemara also says that the phrase Hareat Muteras L'Chaladam, you are now permitted to any other man to marry, so that is also part of the Toreif, and the sofer has to leave that phrase blank as well. Then the Mishnah says, what about Shtari Milveh? What about loan documents? Tzorech Sheyaniach Mekom HaMalveh, you have to leave the space for the name of the Malveh, the lender, Mekom HaLoveh, the name of the borrower, Mekom HaMos, a place you need to leave space to, so you can fill in a blank, so you can fill in how much money is being lent. Obviously, you can't write that in advance. Mekom HaZman, and of course, the date. And what about a sale, like a deed? Shtari Mekach, Tzarech Sheyaniach Mekom HaLokeach. You need to leave space for the name of the buyer, the purchaser. Mekom HaMocher, the name of the seller. Mekom HaMos, the amount of money that, of course, that's going to be paid for the sale. Mekom HaSadeh, and the place, the location of the field that's being bought. Mekom HaZman, and of course, the date. You need to know geographically, where is this field, where's this house, where's this estate? You have to, obviously, and you need the borders as well. And as we said, in the date of the sale. Now, other shtaros besides a get don't have to be written l'shma. Nonetheless, the Chachamim made a gzera regarding the Toreif of shtaros, mishum atu, because of the concern of Toreif gittin. In other words, because the get has to be written l'shma, the Toreif of the get has to be written l'shma, so therefore became universal practice that even other shtaros, we leave things blank, even though you could say, maybe, okay, I can write the name of this. Obviously, it doesn't make that much sense to have a standard text with the name of, with a particular location and a certain amount of money, because you don't know what the sale is going to be. But let's assume that you knew in advance. Let's say you're taking a good guess, or everything is sold for, $1,000, and everyone's buying lending a certain amount of money, and a lot of people have the same names anyway, so maybe I'll do right then in advance. So me, Drabanan, to follow the halacha is that we have a gzera that we should write all shtaros, you can write the tofes, the standard text, but to leave the Toreif absent, omit that the same way you do for gittin, so you make sure that the gittin are written lishma, and this way all shtaros have the same practice. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda posel b'chulon. Rabbi Yehuda says all shtaros are puzzle, even if you left space for the Toref, because he said, no, I need to make it another Gzera. The Gzera, we should not allow the Toface to be written, the standard text to be written, because we're afraid you may end up writing the Toref in advance. So he makes a Gzera, and therefore, even if the Toface was written in advance, it's a problem even for all Staros. Rabbi Elazar, Machshir Bekulon, Chutz Migitei Nashim. Rabbi Elazar permits all Staros except get Nishu. What does it mean? That if you left the place of the Toref, so he claims that that is going to be puzzle. Shenamar, the Kasavla, Lishma, says the Mishnah. In other words, Rabbi Elazar is now this middle opinion. Rabbi Elazar is saying, and we'll have to reconcile Rabbi Elazar with the beginning of the Mishnah, because we said we explained that the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar's opinion, that Edim is Sirikarsi. So we'll explain that in a moment. But Rabbi Elazar is coming to say like this. Rabbi Yehuda was very strict and says, all Staros are going to be pasul, even if you left room, even if you left room for the Toref. He says you can't write anything. You can't even write the Tophius in advance for any star. The Tanakhama said you can leave, you can write the Tophius in advance for any star, including a get. As long as you leave the Toref out, and that's something that's necessary for a get, but we make the Gzera that you have to leave space for the Toref, even for other Staros. And Rabbi Elazar has a split opinion, has a compromise opinion. He says when it comes to a get, we should be strict, and not only leave the space for the Toref, but even leave space for the Toface. Don't write the Toface in advance, even the standard text. And that's because we're afraid you may end up writing the Toref in advance, and that would postulate it, because it says v'kasav la, and it has to be written l'shma. But when it comes to other Staros, I don't have to be strict like Rabbi Yehuda and say that you can't write the Toface in advance. Write the Toface in advance. What's the worst that happens? That you wrote the Toref as well? So that wouldn't postulate it anyway. So that is Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Now, according to Rabbi Elazar, so of course, Rabbi Elazar is Lishitasa with the end of the Mishnah, then Kasav al Lishma is going on the writing of the get itself, the Toref itself, and of course we make Xera, as he said, the Toface ought to because of the Toref. But nonetheless, at the beginning of the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar was not concerned at all about writing the Toface in advance when it comes to a get. So the Gemara says, you're absolutely right. This is one of those classic examples of Shnei Tanoim, Trei Tanoi Alibad Rabbi Elazar. There were two Tanoim who reported different things in the name Rabbi Elazar. They're both Rabbi Elazar and Lishitas are consistent that the get itself has to be written Lishma, which is the Toref. But one opinion says that we don't have to make any Xeros, and therefore you can write the Tofes in advance. That was the Tanakama. And Rabbi Elazar himself, at the end of the mission, another Tana quoted him as saying, no, since the get, we have to leave space for the Toref because we're afraid you're not writing Lishma. We should even be strict when it comes to the Tofes. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hamevi get va'avad himenu. Have a shaliach who's delivering get all the way back to our original topic. But he lost the get. Mitzah la'alter, but he found it immediately. So if he found it immediately, kosher. Then it's kosher. We're not afraid that he picked up a different get, which happens to have the same names, and maybe it's not lishma. What is la'alter mean? What does it mean immediately? So two opinions in the braisa. One says, Kol shalo avar adam sham, the Brisa says. If no one has passed by that area and you picked it up right away before anyone passed by, that's la'alter. Once a person has passed by, it's too late, it's not kosher. Ve'achad omer, another opinion says, Kol shalo shaha adam sham, that a person didn't hang around there. So it means that you have to have a person, someone has to testify. Someone has to say that either no one passed by here or no one hung around here for a while from the time that the get was lost until the shaliach found it. If you have that testimony, so then the get is still kosher. But if you're, so someone has to testify that, now if you don't have anyone can testify to that, so you can't be believed, it sounds like, to just report that. If someone has to come to court and say, you lost the get and now it's found, and I have someone who comes and can say, in fact, no one passed by here, and no one delayed, and no one hung around here from the time of the get till it was until it was found. Sounds like it doesn't have to be a real testimony, but someone should be able to report that. Vimlav. But let's say you didn't find the Getla Alter. You found it after a while, which means someone hung around there for a while or someone passed by. Then, puzzle, because we're afraid it's another Get. Now, the Gemara says this is only if the Get fell, was lost in a place where Shayaros Mitsuyos. Their caravan's common, which means that people are traveling through the area. But if it's lost in a place where Ein Shayaros Mitsuyos, people are not normally traveling through this area, then if the get is found even after a long period of time, the get is going to be kosher. Not only that, we qualify further. Even in, the Gemara says, even in places where Shayaros or Mitsuyos, where caravans are common, if let's say the Shaliach has, or Edim has a Simon Muvhok beget, a specific mark and sign on the get, that it's very clear that this is that same get. As they say, let's say this, a Nekev Yesh Bo Bitzad Ploni, there's a little hole on this side of the get of the document. Or the Edim say, Me'olam lo chasamnu beget acher shahayu bo osam hashemos. The Edim say, no, we never signed. Meaning the Edim themselves on the get can come and testify, we didn't sign any other get. This is the only get we signed. Reuven divorcing Leah. So if they can testify to that, then that's going to be kosher. And even if it's found after a long period of time, and even if there are people traveling, because we have this type of testimony, or we have a Sima Mufak, we have a specific sign. We ought to get into today in general when they said we have we make little holes on the side to show different parts of the get so that we know exactly what get this is. Let's say the get is found in, so it was lost, and now it's found in a bag or in a knapsack. So after some time, so there's a simon, let's say, on that sakik or that tick, there's on that chafiso duluskuma. So even though you don't recognize the get, that's okay. Or in makiro, let's say you recognize the get, even if you found it anywhere, but there's something recognizable about it. And some say in makiron, it means that if you recognize the chafis or the diliskama, these bags, the knapsacks, then kosher. That's an example of a siman. Hamevi get v'hini chozak eno chol, another halacha. Person delivering a get, but he knows that the husband is old or the husband is sick. So maybe at this point when I'm delivering the get and giving the woman a get, he's already dead, and therefore it's not a get lachar mis, it's not effective. Nos no la b'ches kashu kaim. You can give the woman the get, assuming person has a cheskes chaim, that the husband is still alive, and therefore she's considered a grusha. She's not zukuko liyibum. If the husband has no children, nothing to worry about at all. And a bas Yisrael hanesua lekohen v'halach balalim dinas hayam. Let's say you have a bas Yisrael who's married to a kohen, and the husband now went overseas. We don't have to be afraid that the husband died, and therefore she can't eat truma. We assume the husband's still alive, and therefore this bas Yisrael, since she's married to a kohen, and we assume he's still alive, even though he's not around, she has the right to eat truma. Rather, ocheles b'truma v'cheses shukayim. She can assume she can continue eating truma, assuming her husband, who's the kohen, is still alive. And v'hasholeach chatasomim dinas hayam. Another example of chazak of cheskas chayim. Person who sends his carbon chatas from overseas and it's being brought by the shaliach to the Beis Hamikdash. Can the kohen bring the carbon in the Beis Hamikdash? So the answer is yes. Makriven osa v'cheskas shukayim. You can. You're able to offer that carbon, assuming the person's alive. And you may say, oh, we have to be concerned. We're bringing chulin into the azara. Maybe if the person's dead, this is really not a carbon. That's a problem. We don't have to worry about that either. And the Gemara says we're dealing with a carbon that doesn't need smicha. Otherwise, smicha have to lean on the animal because the person's obviously not here. Let's say a karbonoshim or a chatas ha'ov, so that doesn't need smicha, and therefore that can be brought. Becheskas, the person is kayam, and we're not worried that maybe the person died.